Good morning and welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Well, it was one error. It might not be morning where you are. We're broadcasting across the whole world. Newspress.com. You could go to Alaska or Antarctica, actually. I went to see 8 Under, took Jake for his 9th birthday, took him to a Disney feature called 8 Below. Could be a temperature, but it was referencing these dogs, sleigh dogs, or whatever you call them. It was a bit mature theme for a 9-year-old, but it was a pretty good movie. Mark Schneidman here with Coldwell Banker since 1988, Santa Barbara resident since 1977, here with Talent on Loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Fourth segment, the weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year to date. And we'll look at the current active inventory. Do want to invite everyone, specifically just this week, and Mary Louise Days, this includes you as well. Mary Louise Days is today's guest. There's a couple of guests over the years that I really love to have on. Aaron Graffy and Mary Louise Days are kind of the historical gurus of Santa Barbara. And we'll talk a little bit about historical buildings, and history is always a fun topic for me. And I'm inviting you March 16th, which is Thursday, March 16th, the Santa Barbara Maritime Museum, which is over near Brophy Brothers. You just go in there and you tell them that Coldwell Banker sent you. You're a guest of Coldwell Banker from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, March 16th, 2006. And it's free. We're sponsoring the event. Community-sponsored event by Coldwell Banker, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, March 16th. So that's pretty cool. I think I'll go over myself. So, Mary Louise Days, good morning. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate.
Hello, Mark.
Were you the inspiration for that song, Mary, Have You Seen Better Days? Is there any connection?
Oh, my gosh, that's terrible.
That's actually, it's a nice love song. The name of the song is Something of the Heart, or it's... It sounded terrible, but it's not as terrible as it sounds. So you're really a walking, talking encyclopedia, as I recall. At least that's my perception of you. You work for the city, and a job was created around you, or what was the story with that?
Well, yes, that's pretty accurate. I was working in the city planning department for a number of years when the department head decided to... sort of reactivate the Historic Landmarks Committee. At that time, it had a little different name. And asked me if I wanted to staff it because I had worked on helping create some new landmarks and that kind of thing. And he knew I was active in historical organizations. So we did that. The Advisory Landmark Committee became much more active and had regular meetings, and we had a new ordinance adopted by the city, and then I began doing a lot more research and writing reports to designate buildings as landmarks. And then eventually in 1986, the city published a book called Santa Barbara, a Guide to El Pueblo Viejo, and that was based on some architectural surveys that we had taken.
But when did you initially start? What decade or what years?
What year I started? Oh, my goodness. I started with the city 45 years ago this month.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. 1961.
Oh, my goodness.
But then I slowly developed, you know, some historical knowledge by doing research into the planning and building records.
Now, this book... Mm-hmm. Can you hold that up so I can see it again?
Yes.
It's out of print, but it's at the library. And the
all of the local research libraries have it. It's principal authors were Rebecca Conard and
no, we don't want to
Nelson.
Give anyone else any credit.
No, thank
we
you.
Want Mary Louise Days. Your name should be on that book. And the title of the book is?
I produced it. Santa Barbara, El Pueblo Viejo.
El Pueblo Viejo.
Yes.
Viejo.
And people have been able to buy it like on eBay or, you know, online.
Okay.
As a used book.
How many books you got? You want to sell some right now? Maybe we can make some money here.
That's a good idea.
Got a few extra ones. You'll sign them and sell them.
Help pay for my next cruise.
So We're broadcasting from downtown Santa Barbara, California, on Santa Barbara Street. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the history of buildings on Santa Barbara Street. One of the buildings actually located across the street is the University Club. What one of the questions I wanted to ask you was, and I warned you in advance, what's your favorite building in Santa Barbara? But, you know, as you were giving your introduction about your history, it made me think of something else. What historically threw you for a loop the most? What was like, oh, oops, or gee, I can't believe they did that, or I can't believe they either tore down that building or didn't fix this right, or, you know, if you had to redo some of Santa Barbara's history and rewrite it, what path, and maybe it was not a building, but maybe it was a decision to upzone, downzone, or?
Well, it would probably have been some of the demolitions, and some of them took place even before I worked for the city. Some of the very handsome building fronts on State Street that were constructed right after the earthquake. There was a beautiful building, I think, around the 900 block that housed a railroad office. It was beautiful, and it was heavily remodeled probably in the 1940s or 50s and changed. And then that kind of thing did happen in the 1940s and 50s and early 60s when there really was not very tight architectural control on State Street. And so we lost some of these real gems, and they're just not there.
They're gone.
And, of course, since then, I did see some demolitions that made me sad, but of course, the...
You never, you know, tied yourself out in front with a chain to try to stop the bulldozer?
No, I just suffered inwardly. But my favorite building, I guess, all of my life that still gives me a thrill is the courthouse. You know, that's not unusual for people, but... And I was instrumental in making it a city landmark, and then later on, of course, it became a national landmark and on the National Register of Historic Places. So it's well protected. Plus the courthouse docent group and the whole affection that it's held in by everybody. I think
it is a very very special building. There's a fellow named Uli.
Yes. Oh. Robert Uli.
Robert Uli, mm-hmm. Who actually was on the program about a year or so
good,
ago.
Good. Yeah.
And he's
a county architect, and he has a lot to do with the restoration of the county recorder's wing, which brings up the question the original county recorder's building, which was built. After the first courthouse, was built in 1872, and then the recorder's building was several years after that, and built in the Queen Anne style, and that was built of stone masonry, and the 1925 earthquake just destroyed that stone masonry recorder's building, as well as the masonry main Greek Revival courthouse.
Now you said the recorder's office, that's all right on the corner.
That's right.
Of Anacapa and
Anapamu.
Mm-hmm. And then there's a little bridge that you kind of tunnel that you walk into that separates the two buildings, the main courthouse from this recorder's office.
That's right.
And you say the recorder's office was done in the Queen Anne style.
Yes, the first one.
The first one. Mm-hmm. Versus the original, the courthouse is in what style? It's
a classical revival style. It had the narrow dome and the pediment and column fronts, you know, like many European buildings or the popular classical revival style, which was done at the time. It had nothing to do with Santa Barbara history.
So there was an opportunity. Obviously, the earthquake gave a lot of opportunity to
reshape
things.
That's right.
So you like the way they redid it?
Oh, absolutely.
And get it. Now, but you know, something that... the architect, county architect Robert Uli, this was such a long time ago. Maybe it's already a done deal, but they were talking about they don't use the jail cells anymore. They were going to change some things, and I'm kind of a purist. I love the old. I just like things to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what they were going to do in there. Put some condos or They had plans where they were going to make offices or something instead of just leaving it. And have they gone through with that, or do you know?
I believe they did in part of that wing up in the tower, the tower that's at Figueroa and Santa Barbara Street. There was an isolation cell up in that tower, and I was in. We went up there one time and looked at that. That was very interesting.
Were you held there?
Being in solitary? No, I wasn't. But we joked around and.
It was kind of like the days of Clinton in the Lincoln bedroom. Maybe we could have like charged people to stay in the old jail cells. It could have been like
That's an idea to help with restoration costs. Yes.
Yeah, we could have made it a little party kind of thing, or have little.
But one of my fun memories was in March of 1983 when Queen Elizabeth II and her husband arrived, and I was up on the platform area because I had been in charge of some hostesses and. We're going to be there. Of course, it had been raining, but I had a good view of the Queen when she walked out and looked, had her first glimpse of the courthouse from the Great Arch. You know, I mean, looking out into the sunken garden from the Great Arch, and she did, you know, look around, and of course, she didn't show much expression. But her husband he didn't hold back. He craned his neck, looking all around. You could tell they'd read about it. You know, but that was fun to see them impressed, you know.
So that's your favorite building. I was in there a few weeks ago or a few months ago, and I walked in. It was a court in session. Just walked right in and sat in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was actually a real estate trial about somebody who was trying to gain, not eminent domain, but adverse possession, which is almost impossible to get.
Mm-hmm.
And the subtopic was that he had also shot someone on the property, so he was in orange jail.
Good,
suit, and
that was the defendant.
It
was a civil trial.
It was a civil trial. He was so the owner of the property was there. It was up in the North County location of the property, and I ended up talking to the attorney, and I still have his card somewhere. I think he's going to come on. We'll talk about that case sometime. But but it is an amazing place, and. But so that's okay. So that's your favorite.
Well, you know, there's a good book about the current courthouse, written by Patricia Gebhard and Catherine Masson, that's still for sale. And you know, you might consider talking with one of them sometime about their book.
Oh, and do you know the title?
I think it's just Santa Barbara County Courthouse.
Very original.
A soft cover.
Really went on a limb on that one.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that has a beautiful James Chen photograph on the cover.
We're talking with Mary Louise Days, who was, I guess, the first Santa Barbara City historian, and until Christine Palmer came in and stole the job from her. No, that's not exactly the way it happened.
No. Now it's Jake Jacobus.
Christine Palmer is out of town, and Jake has taken place. So Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, we'll take a break. We'll talk a little bit more of... we'll give you a little historical trivia question before the break. And... you can win a gift certificate to Paisano's Pizzeria, located on San Andres and just over the Mitchell Terena Bridge on the west side. Best pizza in town. Samarkand has a retirement community, and it was originally a boys' school, then a hotel, and there's a whole story there. But what's the connection between that and the house on the corner of Pedregosa and Garden? It's called El Nido. Am I pronouncing that correctly? El Nido. What's the connection between that and Samarkand retirement community, at least the building itself, but the history there at that location? If you know the answer, 564-1290, you call us, we'll... or any historical question. We'll chat a little bit about some other buildings, University Club right across the street, the site of the Granada parking garage site that they're building right now, or what about the Coffee Cat that's on the corner of Anna Pamu and Santa Barbara? What was there? Give us a call, 564-1290. It's 20 minutes past the hour. You stay tuned. You'll be right back.